This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. This episode, entitled TV or Not TV, which aired on March 1st, 1965, was written by Art Bear and Ben Jolson, directed by Kobe Ruskin. We see an interesting situation where Andy and Barney have been talked about in an article that appeared in a magazine known as Law and Order, which is a title of a television show nowadays that I really enjoy. Aunt Bee's reading it, and Opie's sitting beside her, and the title of the article is Sheriff Without a Gun. And as they're reading the article, and Andy comes in, and they're looking at it, and they realize that Barney's last name is spelled wrong. It seems to happen to Barney in the newspaper as well as this article as well. And, of course, it upsets Barney to no end. Andy tells Barney that there's going to be a TV writer from Hollywood coming to Mayberry because they're thinking about doing a television show. So anyway, you know, again, create some excitement there. And while Barney's still upset about his name being wrong, he's excited about the television show. So the next scene we see, they're at the courthouse, and in comes Alan Harvey, who's played by George Ives. Now, you may or may not know who George Ives is, the actor, but he played Doc on a 1960s television show called Mr. Roberts. And he's escorted in by, the character's name is Pat Blake. Her name is Barbara Stewart. Now, if you watched Gomer Pyle USMC, you'll recognize that she played Bunny, which was Sergeant Carter's girlfriend on the Gomer Pyle show. So, again, they come in, introduce themselves, and talk a little bit about the potential television show. Andy begins to show them the courthouse, and here comes Barney, and he's of course, he's got his hat on, but he's got the strap under his chin, and he comes in looking real tough. And what I love about this is just another example of the differences between Andy and Barney. Andy's so low-key, it's no big deal. He tells them he thinks they're going to find a lot of the stuff around the courthouse in Mayberry very boring, and Barney comes in exaggerating like there was some kind of big thing going on. And so again, this discrepancy or differences between Andy and Barney are hilariously done throughout the show and the Andy Griffith show. So again, we see that they start to head outside, and they run into Floyd and Goober sitting outside. Now notice in this episode, Goober is introduced as Goober Beasley, and I believe this is the only episode where they call him Goober Beasley because he's called Goober Pyle. And so Floyd and Goober start talking about their deputy experience when they hear there's a possible television show. And of course, we all know they're hinting they want to be on the television show, but their deputy experiences are really something that I think the TV producers and us think are very insignificant. So later on in this episode, it's nighttime, and they're dropping off the two of the people who are doing the show at the Mayberry Hotel. And then when they go into the room, this is the first time we see Gilbert Jamel. Now, this person probably looks familiar too, is because this is Gavin McLeod. And Gavin McLeod had a good role on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and The Love Boat and McHale's Navy. Recurring appearances there. He also appeared in several films. And one of the things I find interesting about Gavin McLeod on The Andy Griffith Show is here they are talking about doing a television show called A Sheriff Without a Gun. In a later color episode, Andy and Aunt Bee and Opie fly out to Hollywood because they're going to do a film with the same title, Sheriff Without a Gun. And guess who's playing the actor playing Andy on this? And if you know the show, it's Gavin McLeod. So there's a little bit of a tie-in from the TV show to the movie, but there's no mention that these are the same people because they're being played by the same people, just as we've seen other characters play different roles. But anyway, during this scene in the Mayberry hotel room, we find out that these three people are really criminals, and their idea is they want to rob the bank. So in the next scene, we're at the courthouse, and this is where the producer, Gilbert Jamel, which again is Gavin McLeod, meet Andy and Barney, and Barney is talking about Pete and Place, and he says Pete and Place, and Barney's famous for using the wrong pronunciation for things. And of course, Barney claims to be writing the script. But the producer and the others come in and talk about first show possibilities, and they decide they're going to do a bank robbery. And Barney discloses that the Mayberry Bank may have $50,000 on a Friday night. So again, this entices the criminals. And again, Andy and Barney at this point are not suspecting anything. So in the next scene, we see Barney goes out to take the men to see the bank, the tour to the bank, and of course Ace is there guarding in his sleep, of course, guarding the bank, and the men all meet the bank manager, Mr. Meldrum. And so again, the criminals get a good view of the bank here. So after this scene, we now at the Griffith house, and they're sitting down after dinner, and you hear the criminals seek information on Andy and Barney's schedule at night, and because Andy's a little bit, he's looking at him and saying, "Wow, you're going to work even at night?" And so the criminals leave to go to work, supposedly, and Mr. Jamal left his hat. And so Barney decides he's going to go, and he sees the hat and says, "You know, I'm going to go by there. I'll just, you know, take the hat to him." So Barney's outside in town, and he sees there's a flashlight going on at the bank. And so he thinks the bank is being robbed, which really it was. So he goes in, and he sees the criminals are, the lights are out in the bank, and you know, Barney turns the lights on, and he sees the criminals, and they convince Barney that they're rehearsing the scene. And of course, they appeal to Barney's ego by saying, "Hey, why don't we have you film you like heading for the door?" And so you'll see they'll use the hand camera that we've seen in another episode, put the two thumbs together and the fingers up, to watch Barney heading for the door. And again, what I love about this is, you know, Don Knotts is a good actor, but look how he acts like he's trying to act and he's not good at acting. That's really funny as Barney heads for the door. And as he gets to the door, in comes Andy. And Andy discovers that, you know, they're robbing him. And, you know, he got a little bit suspicious when they started asking about Andy and Barney's night schedule. And so Mr. Jamal starts to pull a gun out because he says, "Remember, you're a sheriff without the gun," speaking to Andy. And Andy says, "Yeah, but my deputies have guns." And we see Floyd and Goober in the car with the rifles. And so the bank robbers were caught. And in the final scene of this episode, we see that Barney has continued to write a script for a Hollywood show. And so Andy asks him about it. And again, in typical Barney fashion, Barney is making himself the star of the show. And Andy's sick and has a smaller role. And you know, Barney's trying to convince him that his role is still important. So again, more differences between Andy and Barney. So the trivia question for this episode, and if you watch the episode, you'll find the answer, and you may know it already, is they asked Andy, or Andy discloses what his usual bedtime is. What time range did Andy give for his usual bedtime? Again, what time range did Andy give for his usual bedtime? If you think you know the answer to that, you can certainly email me at burke@imayberry.com, and I'll respond and tell you whether you got the answer right or not. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and I'll disclose beside the title of the episode, TV or not TV, in parentheses, what Andy's typical bedtime is. Again, I appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.